Why are we singing the meme emoji music?
The memoji music?
Boop, 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 boop.
We'll get there.
Doot, doot.
We'll find
doot,
out.
Doot, 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 doot.
Catherine and I are both pretty sick.
Fairly sick.
And so you're going to, if you don't like the noises of illness, then
if you don't like the noises of illness,
then you might not want to listen to this one. There are other podcasts available.
There's going
to
be some noises, probably.
Let me suggest to you 99% Invisible. Roman Mars is never like...
He's never sick, it seems.
I mean, I assume
I've
that they
never
just...
heard his voice be less than mellifluous.
Yeah, I think probably because they don't need to record one the day before it comes out. You know, they have like a lead time on those.
Probably they're doing some production work on it.
I think, yeah, which is not a luxury that we have.
No, that's true.
That's true. So what's up on Facebook right now, Catherine?
What's up on Facebook? I'm just looking at this picture of the Yellowstone Hot Springs. I don't know.
Wait.
And the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, lots of Super Bowl. Do we know
which
who run the
Bowl? Do not
who won the Bowl yet?
Guess. Just name a football team.
Is it the Patriots?
Yes.
The Patriots won by how many points?
Don't care. Don't know.
Oh, it's the lowest scoring Super Bowl yet.
Yeah, what a game.
We didn't watch the Bowl, you guys. We skipped it.
Yeah, you know what I did instead? I talked to both of my son's grandparents.
Yes.
Which was lovely.
I cleaned up in the kitchen some.
Yeah, Hank cleaned up in the kitchen and I took a shower.
Yeah.
And shaved my legs for the first time in a month. So you're welcome.
That's for all you podcast listeners out there.
I did that for you guys. I mean, why would I shave my legs?
I don't know, man. It's winter.
Yeah. Why did I even do it today? I don't know. I just got sick of them. It is winter.
It is winter outside. I don't know if you guys can hear, but we're having a bit of a blizzard outside of our house. If the power goes out, we will lose access to the internet, but I got my show notes loaded up here so we can do it with or without power, you guys.
No, we can't because the microphone won't work.
No, the microphone's plugged into my computer.
I guess as long as your computer battery is working.
Yeah, the whole thing is battery operated.
Wow.
We could do it.
We could podcast.
We could do it off the grid. We could go into the middle of the woods. We could podcast from the deepest, darkest depths of Saskatchewan. I'm Hank Green, and I'm internet famous.
I'm his wife, Catherine. Still just amateuring our way through this.
43 episodes in. Together, we're about to take a look back at the last week in our lives and in the world by reading, discussing, and...
critiquing.
Critweeting. Welcome to...
Critweeting.
Critweeting.
That's not what I said, though.
What did you say?
That's what you heard.
What did you say?
Critiquing.
Critweeking?
Nope. I didn't say that either.
Say it again.
Critiquing.
Critiquing.
Yeah, because there's a Q-U.
But where's the tweet come in?
I didn't say tweet at all.
But we got to get the word tweet into the critique. Critweak.
Critweetquing. Well, you like that word?
We're off to a fine start.
Shoehorn it in there.
Off to a fine start, everyone.
Oh, I got real close to the mic there. Sorry.
It's why I checked. We didn't peek. It was great. We should be like that close all the time.
Retweet quing.
Retweet quing. Retweet quing.
That's what we do here.
That's what we do. And for all the people who left because they didn't want to hear us make snorty noises,
they missed it. They missed all
they
of
missed
it.
They missed the retweet. God.
Tweet quing.
Holy fudge.
Okay.
Tweets our top tweet of the week this week with 267,000 likes. I've been alive 20 years and I still haven't found the right way to say the right thing to say when someone knocks on the door of the bathroom you're in.
I know, you're usually just like, no.
I just want you to know that there's someone in here, so you just go, ah.
Yeah, usually I'm just like, up. You know.
Arp, arp,
you know, up.
So the best suggestion with 12,000 likes is come back with a warrant. That's a very dad joke answer to a knock on the bathroom door.
That's a good one.
That's really good. I always
put this
say,
away from you.
Yeah, you gotta get you gotta move the popcorn away.
So I want to eat it.
You want to eat it, and you've been told.
I guess that's something people will not
stand
up with.
For. They're gonna give us 4-star reviews. My go-to is just a second.
Yeah,
I'll be done in a moment.
Right.
Which it feels weird to like tell people how long my poo's gonna go for. Like, now you know.
Yeah, just be like, come back in 5 or 6 minutes, please.
This would go fairly fast, but I'm looking at Twitter, so I'm going to guess it's going to be between 5 and 10 minutes. Let's just be honest. Who knows? I'm on antibiotics right now. Everything's all messed up.
Oh, no. Yeah, there's a difference between, like, having someone knock on the door and having someone, like, just rattle the handle.
Right.
And also then maybe someone opens the door.
Right, if you haven't locked it or the door isn't functioning properly.
Doesn't function.
Yeah.
Those all require different...
Different responses.
Different responses. Just the rattle, I'm like, fuck off!
Yeah.
Like, because
you can't
gotta knock.
I always, if I'm going to do that...
It's usually like someone's 7-year-old, though.
Right.
And you're like, oops. Just... swore at the child.
Fuck off.
Because kids don't knock. They're just like, coming in.
Yeah. Yep. I did that I was cleaning bathrooms one time. And
I
walked in on a girl at my summer camp. And it was, because I was just in the bathroom.
Right.
I went to like go get the mop bucket. And
right.
I came back and I didn't think to knock. And it was like, I did it.
I did it.
I'm so sorry.
The most awkward time is when you're walked in on by like someone you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like an older male relative.
Oh,
like that,
yeah,
or like an older male friend of the family.
Oh, God.
We shall never speak of this.
Take it to the grave.
Uncle Mac. you're both just like, I can't.
At this point, I can get walked in on in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And like, I don't even get... Like, it doesn't even raise my heart rate if it's a stranger. It's just like, sup, I'm in here. I've lived a long life. People have seen the side of my butt.
Yeah, like, here are my legs.
Upper legs.
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I am anxious in bathrooms where, like, the toilet is, like, a fucking mile from the door.
Oh, like the ones in our office?
Yeah. And so like you can't...
You can't do anything.
You're just like...
It goes wrong. You're like, hi! Hello! January 27th. Releasing this idea to the public, I tweet. Somebody dress Hank, a Netflix show where an affable but fashion-challenged nerd visits a succession of hip and cool people across the world and they dress him up however they'd like. And then, in every episode, I'd amaze my hip new friend with cool science facts. Oh, this raspberry verrée is iconic. Did you know that there's a cloud of gas in our galaxy that smells like raspberries? I love it! I just hate travel and shopping.
Yeah. That's a good show for someone else.
Yeah. I had this idea when I first time I met Safia Nygaard in real life. She's very hip and fashionable, and I said, what would it be like if you dressed me?
Mm-hmm.
What would you do?
Yeah.
And she was like, that would be fun. Uh-huh. I think I'd have fun with that.
Yeah. I mean, well, you could do a one-off. You don't have to, like, do a series of it. Everything doesn't have to be a frickin'
big old project.
Epic project, Hank.
Hey.
Oh.
I released it to the public.
Mm-hmm.
I gave it away.
Okay.
Find some other affable but fallon-chashened nerd.
Wow. Fallon-chashened.
Yeah.
That's good. That is a good runerspism.
Never heard anyone say runerspism.
Really?
After all these years. Oh, that's great. So, and based on somebody feed Phil, not everybody got the reference.
Oh, yeah.
Like, even though you've seen that show.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that show. And yeah.
Whatever's happening, I assume, is for fans of somebody.
That's the stupid theme song of that show. It's just like, what? I just don't like theme songs with words in them.
You can't take the sky from me.
Let's not talk about it, because some people really, really, really like that song.
They do, and that's fine.
That's fine.
All right, so Catherine, this week I tried to make something happen on Twitter, and I failed.
Uh-oh.
It was partially due to technology, partially due to the idea being bad.
You making a mistake?
I wanted to do something called the Ryan Lochte Challenge.
What?
Arnie Niekamp, who is my new best friend. Got to hang out with him at VodCon, and I love him very much. So he says, on Big Brother, the contestants clearly get forced to say often terrible jokes in the diary room given to them by production. Just for the hell of it, I'm going to see if I can sell those jokes any better. And then he shows this the video of Ryan Lochte attempting to deliver this joke.
I could be going from I want to rock to I'm on the block.
What the frick?
So he.
This is television?
The line they made him deliver was, if I'm not careful, I'm going to be going from I want to rock to I'm on the block.
What does that even mean?
Like the auctioning block.
He was the chopping block?
Yeah, the chopping block. Yeah, some kind of the block.
Wow.
And so Arnie...
You know Ryan Lochte didn't come up with that by himself.
No, but also, like, why do you feed someone a joke that bad? It is extremely hard, very hard joke to deliver well.
Maybe intentionally, just to make him look super dumb.
Maybe, possibly. maybe they get it. So I'm going to play for you Arnie's, like, fifth attempt to sell this line.
I couldn't sleep because I feel like I could do better. I could go from... I want to rock to I'm on the block.
His wife is like, why are you doing this?
Relatable.
Got a bad.
Got a bad.
And so literally, like, I liked this tweet, and he tagged me, and he was like, anybody else can make this work? And I saw it right before going to bed, and I legitimately was like laying awake thinking of how I would deliver the line. And so I replied to this tweet, but like because of the vagaries of how Twitter creates threads, it got lost. So very few people saw it. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to create a world in which lots of people tried to sell this line,
yeah.
But I completely failed. My video is a minute long of me trying to sell I Want to Rock. I'm on the block.
I have not seen this.
We don't need to watch it. So that was my attempt to create something on Twitter, and it failed. It got 147 likes.
Oh, good. Wow. You could have, like, gotten more people to see it if you had dug a hole and put it in there.
If I had hit it.
Yeah.
More people would have seen it. I did my best.
That's all right.
So my top tweet of the week, Catherine, with...
Oh, we're there.
Oh, Lord. 27,000 likes.
Oh.
So this is a big one for me.
Uh-oh.
And it was not on purpose.
Oh, no.
It was the kind of tweet that was meant to go into the drafts. And I actually wasn't even sure. Like, I was just sort of like work. I was workshopping, and I was mad about something. I was frustrated with a situation.
Why are you doing that on Twitter?
Because I was frustrated with something I saw on Twitter.
Yeah, all right.
And so I typed in all caps, being a dick on the internet is not a movement. And then I copied it and I pasted it because I had...
Five times.
Because I had a thought that I might change the word movement to a different thing in each one. Being a dick on the internet is not a movement. It's not a personality. Uh-huh. It's not an identity.
I see.
So, like, that was my thought.
Amazing.
More than anything, I was just, like, mad. And I was like, control V, enter, control V, enter, control V, enter, control V, enter, enter. And it just posted. And then, in the moment it posted, I was like, I gotta delete that. But then it, like, already had 200 likes in the first, like, 30 seconds of it being on the internet.
Yeah.
And I looked at the tweet and I thought, you know, this is something that I actually feel.
Mm.
I don't know if I feel it in all caps five times. Because I don't really like that format for tweets. It just seems a little bit...
Is that a thing that people do?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, make a big block like that.
Yeah, and then the thing that sold it for me was that then I knew that I could actually honestly reply tweet to it and say, I didn't mean to tweet this, I was just raging and accidentally hit enter.
Yeah, that...
Which makes the tweet better.
Makes it better. Makes it a funnier thing. Yeah.
Because you get to see to the inside of my psyche the things I don't tweet. Or I'm just like, And then Delete This fans were like, this is great.
Yeah.
I'm so happy about this. Can you hand me my phone and see if I have any draft tweets? Because I don't know that I do this week.
Oh.
So I just had this one made from draft tweets. There's tweets that I didn't tweet. Maybe I
didn't tweet anything this week.
It's draft tweets from Hank. I definitely tweeted this week. I tweeted a lot this week. I was tweeting.
Maybe didn't draft anything this week.
I was tweeting so much this week. Maybe because I was sick and I was home from work. Just sort of like half-formed thoughts.
Yeah.
I don't know what the proper balance is between being most effective and productive and being not terribly stressed out all the time, I imagine is what I was going for there. But I was just like, I don't, can't do that.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a good tweet.
Never mind.
There's no good tweets coming out of that.
Yeah.
So I guess I did draft some tweets. Barely. Maybe I'll come back to that one and see if I can get anything out of it. But I just don't. I don't know the balance.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there's a piece of me that's like, you do have to work hard and you do have to push yourself and you do have to try and accomplish good things. That's how good things get done. And then another part of me is like, but you're sick and you need to take care of yourself and you have a baby and you shouldn't feel like you aren't being valuable just because you're taking a day off.
Yeah.
I waffle back and forth.
Well, that's very human. Welcome.
Yes, I do not feel the same way about things every day.
Yeah.
I am inconsistent. January 29th. Sometimes, this was my favorite tweet of the week that I tweeted. Mm. Sometimes I hear about how, quote, all creators feel like a fraud sometimes. And I'm like, oh God, I never feel like a fraud. Am I truly a creator? And then I'm like, oh, never mind, I'm good.
Wow. That one's, I mean, you gotta go, yeah, through a few different loop-de-loops in that one.
I throw you some loops.
Because I'm like,
wait.
You don't, but you what? Wait. But you do?
But now wait. You do. Hey. God. This is legitimately a thought I had. Where yeah. I was like, people were like, a part of being a creative person is sometimes feeling like you're a fraud. And I'm like, man, I haven't felt like I was a fraud in a decade. Like, my imposter syndrome gave up the ghost. It's just, it couldn't handle it anymore. I was like,
it couldn't fight it.
too many people are being nice to you on the internet.
Oh my God.
And it just exhausted itself. It just like...
Yeah, like, yeah.
Like, I just felt it.
You feel it long enough. It's like, no. Nope,
it's not really
I
there.
I burned that out.
That's, yeah.
It's gone.
I burned out my imposter syndrome. The most millennial of sentences. I got my paperback cover. What do you think, Catherine?
It's great.
Paperback cover.
Where's your, like, famous author blurb on
I don't
the
know, man.
Page?
I'm not in charge. I like that blurb.
It's a good blurb.
Sparkling with mystery,
like,
humor, and the uncanny. That's
it's
great.
A good, it's a good blurb, but like...
It's just a chronic... It's just a newspaper.
An absolutely remarkable thing, Hank Green. Yeah.
Somebody replied to this and said, we get it, you vape. And I died. Oh, and no, actually, Catherine, I think this is my top tweet of the week. I was wrong. Nope, it's not. It's not. I got a 20,000 like tweet this week, Catherine, and it's not my top tweet of the week.
Wow.
It's a picture of a woman who crocheted herself and her dog with a headline.
I saw that picture.
Yeah, before you saw this tweet?
Yes.
And it says, roses are red, Kermit's a frog, a woman crocheted herself and her dog.
Oh, it's good. Yeah,
she really
That's
did.
That's a good one. I mean, crochet she herself really her dog. Did.
Like you read the headline and you think, oh yeah, small woman, small dog.
Dude, when I first saw the picture, I was like, those women are twins. What's wrong with the other dog?
Yeah, no. The
Like, because the woman is...
Yeah, and they're standing in a way that, like, weirdly makes them, they're, like, touching.
Yeah.
Which...
How?
Like, it makes me think that, like, she has to prop up the crocheted version of herself or it will fall over.
Sure.
Which makes sense that it would,
and
right?
And it's made of felt or,
you can't
you
just
know,
make,
yarn.
You can't just make a bipedal thing stand up on its own. It's made, yeah, it's not
just
a bronze
a
statue. Some people don't like it, but... But I do feel proud.
That's a good boot too big.
Yeah, of my boot too big. You always got to be on the lookout, Catherine.
Mm.
All right, Catherine, you want to get into a little bit of me being cranky about the world.
Yep.
February 1st, I'm sick and cranky, but I want to whine about the increasing number of books that are available only on Audible. Why are publishers entering into exclusive contracts with Audible? I mean, money, obviously. I'm not mad at any author who has taken one of these deals, but it's anti-competitive and anti-consumer. Amazon is using gobs of cash to make every potential competitor unappealing. It's not even just new books. Classics like Hyperion are only on Audible. I love the service, but I don't love this system, and I'm going to stop purchasing any book that's available only on Audible until and unless someone can explain to me why this system isn't explicitly monopolistic.
Yeah, I thought, like, as a capitalistic society or culture or whatever we're in,
yep,
competition is the thing.
Right.
That we're supposed to...
Mm-hmm.
Diversity and competition, those are the things we're supposed to encourage. Why is everything a monopoly now?
Yeah.
What? Why has that happened? Oh, because it's not actually. We're just paying lip service to these ideals and then giving me money, 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 money.
Yeah,
money,
I mean,
money for me.
The thing is, it's supposed to be old monopolies, like Standard Oil's monopolies, drove up the prices. The railroad monopolies drove up prices. They were like, we're going to control the market and drive prices up. And these
You're saying that's not happening anymore?
I mean, Amazon isn't driving prices up. Walmart isn't driving prices up. Audible isn't driving prices up. They're becoming monopolies by lowering their prices so much. And like Amazon continues to barely make money. Their revenue is massive and their profit is tiny. And for many years, their profit was non-existent. And on many products, Amazon doesn't make money at all. Like, they don't make money on books. And that's how they put bookstores out of business.
I can't remember the last time I bought a book on Amazon.
I also have stopped buying books on Amazon.
Like,
I buy lots of books on Audible.
I buy a lot of audiobooks.
Yeah. So I just don't like it. I was interested to see people's responses to this. I got a response from an independent self-published author who's successful full-time. That's what he does.
Huh.
And he was like, for clarity, if I'm only on Audible, my audiobook is only on Audible, I make 45% of the sale price. If I'm not exclusive, I make 25%.
Oof.
I cannot afford to not be only on Audible. I literally would have to go back to my day job. That's a huge difference.
That is a huge difference. And on the other services, like, are the people that are working there, like, getting benefits or better salaries?
Right.
Like, what is the trade-off?
I think...
That's what makes me think.
The other thing Garrett said was, like, also all of the audience is on Audible. So it doesn't really matter. I'm going to sell all of my books there anyway. I'm only eliminating, like, 5% of the market by not being on other platforms.
Yeah.
They've just... owned the entire market. I'm fine with them gaining market share through advertising. I just like this feels like Barnes & Noble saying, like, we've got the exclusive right to this book and you can't buy it at an independent bookstore. You have to come to Barnes & Noble. That seems wrong to me. I should be able to get a book wherever I want to get it. I also had some people reach out and say, like, this is a problem for libraries.
Yeah.
Because they don't use Audible.
They don't use Audible.
But I have a lot of authors who follow me and not a lot of them liked that tweet.
Hmm.
In general, the publishing industry is absolutely afraid of Amazon, afraid to make Amazon angry. They themselves are also being held to the fire by that company. And I don't like it because internally they all hate Amazon, but publicly they will never say anything bad about it.
Must not, yes.
Yeah. Which is, like, to be clear, it's a huge portion of my book sales go through Amazon. Huge portion. And I do not...
Yeah.
If you're buying my book, do it however you want.
Yep.
But also support independent bookstores and libraries if you can. It's free at the library. You went and got a piece of popcorn. What happened?
I needed it.
Here was my spiciest hot take of the week, Catherine.
Oh, no.
February 2nd. YouTube is coming for Netflix. Not with high-budget content behind a paywall, but with low-budget, long-form, high-quality content that is free. Some people agreed with me.
Hmm.
Some people really did not. Tyler Oakley said, I don't see it.
I think they can coexist for sure.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't expect... some people thought that I meant that, like, YouTube was going to take down Netflix and Netflix would stop existing.
That's kind of what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Like,
it's YouTube coming for some of their market share.
Yeah.
It's coming for more eyeballs than we think. It's coming for more watch time than we think. Like, I look at YouTube and I see the amount of views on 20 to 30 minute long content these days. It's massive. Videos with 2 million, 20 million views
yeah.
that have been uploaded in the last, you know, few months. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And it is not narrative. And a lot of people like to watch lots of narrative content. We don't watch that much scripted stuff.
Not anymore.
Yeah. So, like, that's not really part of our consumption habits. So this is, like, much more clear to me. I'm mostly in it for, like, talky, funny things where people are talking to each other, making jokes, like the Valley Folk.
Yeah.
Or interview shows or educational, informational stuff. And that stuff's better on YouTube than it is on Netflix. Like, there's some good documentaries on Netflix, but, like, they aren't as good at being full of information. They're more about, like, look at this pretty stuff.
Pretty things.
Yeah. They're more about cinematography. And I'm like, but I want to know about, like, the culture of Easter Island.
I don't know.
But I think I have a great YouTube. I think that I have effectively curated a good YouTube right now. Like, my pages are full of stuff I want to watch.
That's good.
That I don't feel bad about watching. And marbles.
That marbles don't include aren't included in.
No, they absolutely are.
Okay,
they absolutely are. I mean, the thing about the Marbleympics is that now I have to wait for Oren.
Oh no, you don't.
I guess I could watch it twice.
Yeah,
I watched the.
It's not like it's going to make a difference to his experience.
I watched the friendly qualifiers, so like the people who automatically qualified, and with Oren, and he's just so cute. Like he, but as they're waiting to start, he goes wait. And then the thing goes up and he goes, go!
Yeah, he's been really into ready, set, go.
Yeah.
Or 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go, or 3, 2, 1, go this week.
Ready, set, go! All right, here's another one from my new best friend, Arnie Niekamp.
Good Lord.
I would like exactly 997 retweets of this tweet, please.
Would you like to title this podcast A Love Letter to Arnie Niekamp?
He's so good. If you don't like chewing sounds or burps or sniffles, you can go check out Hello from the Magic Tavern. I'm going to be on an episode very soon.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you did that while you were.
I'm so excited.
I'm excited, too.
Do you know what I was?
No, don't tell me.
Oh, you don't want to find out. Okay. He wanted exactly 997 retweets. I quote tweeted him and said, I would like my quote tweet to have exactly 82 retweets. We both failed.
Yeah.
But interestingly, we got close. I did this last night. I woke up this morning and Arnie's tweet had 997 retweets.
Oh.
It is now.
Got there, but I think like it's now it's like over 1,000. Yeah.
It's 1,000 now.
1,005.
Yeah. So within 10.
Yeah, it was more than that when I looked at it just a little while ago.
Yeah, it keeps going down. And mine is now at 90. So like it definitely hit a ceiling and then like.
It just hits it.
And then there's like literally just 7 douchebags.
Yeah.
Who are ruining it for everybody.
Yeah.
Like, you could actually calculate the percentage douchebag in your audience. Right?
Can you see who they are, though? Like, the most recent retweeters?
I don't
know. And go and be like, block this person. Get out of my life.
I don't know if it's an order. I'm just going to go through and block
every. I think it might be.
Do you think it is?
Can you
retweet this and see if the world is right? I have 91 retweets. If I click on it, you are at the top. So I can take all these most recent people and just fucking just say you don't have the right.
Yeah, get out of
my. To follow me, Ian. Why do you think Ian looks like he might be confused about how this whole thing works, if I'm being honest.
Can I
was just like gonna just going by the look of Ian, maybe he doesn't 100% get Twitter.
Can I unretweet this? Or
yes, you can. Please do.
Okay, thanks, because I don't want to have it.
Because you don't want people to be thinking, oh, Catherine, why? Should I tweet to Ian, you have, please unretweet my tweet. No, he looks confused.
Don't.
I was legitimately stressed out because it was at 82 for a little while and then it went up to 83 and then went back to 82 and then it went up to like 86 and then it crawled back down to 83 and I was like, come on, get back down.
Oh my gosh.
We can win this fight.
What a useless.
I know. It's really interesting how you can get. How you can get so invested in
your
something.
Your feelings.
Sometimes like, you need to experience
a
feeling.
Let me create my sport.
Yeah, this is the sport. It's like the Marble Olympics. I'm going to be very sad.
When the Green Ducks don't win.
All right, Catherine. So there's this Twitter game.
Yes.
Where you type in at stuff and you find out who your vice president is, your chief of staff, your press secretary, your designated survivor.
Okay.
So me, my vice president is Valerie.
I'm going to find this out because I...
Do you want to try it out?
I want to try it out. How do I do it?
You have to click on tweet and then you type in at V. Who is your vice president, Catherine?
Yes.
Is it Valerie?
No, it's Hank Green.
Because I have VidCon London in my thing. Mm. So I'm your vice president. That's cute.
That sounds good.
That's cute. Your chief of staff is at S. Paul and Storm.
Both of them?
Yeah, you can have co-chiefs of staff.
Okay, sure.
Press secretary is at P.
Yep.
Paul and Storm. You go with Phil. Phil Plate, Bad Astronomy. Designated survivor. I don't know what that is.
That's the person that like goes in the bunker.
You put in the bunker when everybody else is at the State of the Union. Us! Delete this!
Well, that doesn't really work. So it's Mitchell Davis.
Mitchell Davis. Yeah, that doesn't work.
You're
going to
live, Mitchell.
The staffer who keeps saying, I'm totally CJ. Aaron Carroll. Okay. Secretary of Health, maybe. Might be better. The person in your administration who's leaking.
Ooh. It's Lee Newton.
Lee Newton!
You dirty rat.
The Russian hacker, Mike Rugnetta.
He was the Russian hacker for you, too, wasn't
he? He was, yeah. Your FBI, the FBI director that you have to fire. Ashley Ford. And the first to testify against you.
Definitely Tonjes.
Me too.
She's going to turn on us.
Definitely. Putting us both in this. Yep. We're going to the clink.
Oh, no. Okay.
She's got all the dirt.
That's fine.
But who's your president? So there was another Twitter game going around. My president is the first person you at. So Haley did it. And hashtag Pipples. My president is Hank Green.
Oh.
So the first person that comes up when you tweet.
Well, it's definitely going to be.
How does it work?
I don't know.
Maybe it only works on mobile.
Oh, I don't have that.
Mine is Lindsay Ellis.
Wow. I see.
I don't tweet at you.
I know. Watch it, Lindsay.
All right, Catherine. I think that means that it's time for our viral moments of joy. We're going to start out here with this kitty cat.
Let me see.
Look at that. Oh, that looks like a good kitty.
Good kitty. Oh, wiggle. Yeah.
That's such a failure.
I didn't know what to do.
Stupid birds.
I was just like, all of them. I'm not going for one. I'm going for all of them.
Every bird.
I think I got halfway in midair and then I was like, no, I don't want to. I changed my mind.
I'm afraid of these birds.
How do I turn around?
And there's more kitties. Lisa Kitty is a kitty.
No.
And that's my baby. I love my baby.
Oh. Go, it's your baby.
Oh, you made babies, kitty. Good job.
Yeah.
That's how new kitties happen.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh. I'm sorry you had to do that. Gosh.
I love kittens.
She's like, this is my kitten.
Cameo used to be a kitten.
I know. Shushes. She's so old now.
Yeah, we never got to see her as a kitten.
No, we sure did not.
I can think about what it would look like, though. It's pretty good.
So good.
It's pretty good. And here, Catherine, is the reason why I was singing that song. It's from TikTok.
How did you get this many pictures of this dog?
I don't know.
The placement of the dog does not correspond with the notes.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
Doesn't do it for me.
The thing is, I feel like they could have done it.
Yeah, totally.
I feel like they could have done it and they didn't do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. They had a lot of the stairs.
You had all those stairs. Yeah. You had plenty of notes available.
Yeah, I had that same thought. But... 800,000 people liked it, so I guess it's pretty good.
It's good.
Yeah, like that. That's what a baby cameo would look like.
Brr.
Yeah.
Okie doko doko.
Oh, like that. Just like that.
Okie doko doko.
We'll put it on the Patreon. Our last tweet is from Kristen, who says, hey, hashtag Pipples, do you know about this cool account that makes limericks out of news stories?
Ooh.
And I thought that would be a good way maybe for us to end the episode after our break.
Is it not the guy from Wait, Don't Tell Me?
I don't think so. I think it's a separate guy.
Oh.
It's at Limericking.
I was thinking about this podcast this week.
Yeah, what were you thinking?
Why is it called Delete This?
Just because...
Because I don't even do that anymore.
Yeah, because I'm better at tweeting.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like if a person was listening to this podcast, they'd be like, what is this?
Well, people say delete this on Twitter. It's a thing people say. Don't eat popcorn. I'm hungry too. I haven't eaten popcorn since 2003.
My food is right there. Boop.
So do you think we should change the name of the podcast?
No, I was trying to figure out a way to like get it more involved. Delete-y? Yeah, into the...
Maybe I could say, now Catherine, you have to choose to delete one of my tweets.
Right, yeah, I was like...
Force it.
Do you think we should do that? I'm going to ask the Pipples.
Okay, Pipples.
That's what we're calling you now.
Of course. I don't know why we never thought of that before. What's up, Pipples?
Our listeners are the Pipples.
That must probably, people already thought that's what it was.
Probably.
They don't know the lore of Pipple.
Yeah.
Which goes deep.
So deep. Wow.
Would you want me to delete anything this week? My Ryan Lochte tweet?
Yeah, I mean.
It's pretty bad.
Does nothing. That does nothing.
It does nothing.
The Netflix tweet, I don't know. That one's sort of, I'm mixed on that one.
Yeah.
But I feel people like were, you'd lose less.
Yeah.
You'd lose less if you deleted the Ryan Lochte tweet.
Oh, yes. No, no one knows about it.
No, you know what I think you should delete? Is what? I would like this one to have retweets. This number of retweets, please.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I want you to delete
is that
too, one.
Is that too needy?
It's stupid.
I
don't like it.
Explain.
It's like you're trying to manipulate people.
You're involving them in your game.
Something that has no meaning.
Sometimes it's okay for a thing to have no meaning. But I think I get where you're coming from. Involving all of these people and then failing too.
Yeah, and also like I don't like the way that you're like so invested in it.
Yeah, and I'm mad at Ian.
Yeah, like why did we do that? Why are we spending time doing that?
Why are we spending time being mad at Ian?
Yeah. Oh.
Catherine's just looking at cats. If you're wondering why she made that noise, she's okay.
I'm gonna put this one on a Patreon for sure.
Yeah, I hate when Pinterest comes up in Google image results because it's like, do you want to see the image? We've got a smaller version for you here. No, if you click on it, then it opens up over here and it's not the picture.
Damn image.
It's not the picture. It's a video and there's no picture. There's no fucking picture. God damn it. I hate it so much.
It's not even on this page.
I feel like 90% of Pinterest's traffic is me accidentally clicking on their images that they put on Google image search. That's a cute cat though.
How do I find this picture?
Click on the that's the size it is.
That's the picture.
That's the size. It doesn't get bigger than that. It's
That's fine.
200. Oh, you want to see the picture.
Yeah, I just want to see the picture.
Control click on the picture and click open image in new tab.
No. I want to do this.
She's saving it. She's saving it to her desktop like she's a 67-year-old woman.
That's where I save all my pictures to. Where do you save your pictures
to? I don't save pictures. It's the internet.
But if I want to,
I don't
like,
save pictures of strange cats.
If I want to like upload it to Twitter.
Oh. Okay.
You know?
You want to upload it to Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay, you saved it to your desktop?
Yeah.
It's not there.
That's not my desktop. That's my downloads.
There it is. Okay, Catherine's going to put it on the Patreon.
This is it.
Oh, we have to finish this episode because I need to eat that polenta.
Who's in this photo, it asks. I got it. Can I?
I don't think you can
now.
Can I? It's too late now.
It's going to be my most liked tweet of the week.
Yeah, freaking beautiful cat. Now it's time for some reviews from our listeners. And I mostly just want to read this one from Jal Connell, who says, Strictly Podcasts. As a ballroom dancer who has both watched Strictly Ballroom and listened to this podcast, I am extremely delighted. Hank and Catherine are lots of fun to listen to, and I always look forward to seeing this in my feed, since it never fails to make me laugh. Thank you for making such a lighthearted podcast that can still tackle important topics.
Mm-hmm.
Like whether YouTube is coming for Netflix.
You should have a Patreon. Maybe you should have a Patreon, says Maddie Jones. I'd pay for it. As someone who is too busy to have a Twitter or keep up with any relevant thing, I appreciate the weekly update on what's viral slash important, because cute dog videos are both viral and extremely important. More cameos, please. Well, I fed her before the podcast.
She's gone. She's not. I can't see her.
She has buggered all the way off. She's probably laying in front of the fire downstairs.
Oh, yeah. The fireplace is on.
Yeah.
So that's where she is.
Yeah.
That's where, I mean, my feet are cold. We should have recorded down there. Thanks for your reviews, everyone. If you want to see what we talked about this week, check out the show notes at Delete This Pod on Twitter. And if you would like to send us some questions, comments, or viral moments of joy, or Twitter games, or just things you saw on Twitter that you want us to talk about, thanks to everybody for doing that this week. But please use the hashtag Pipples. That's P-I-P-L-E-S. You can find me on Twitter. I'm at Hank Green. This podcast is at Delete This Pod. Catherine is...
Don't worry about that.
Thanks to Andrew Wong for the use of his track, Everything Will Be Alright, from his album Love and Desolation. Thank you all so much for listening.
See you later. Here's a limerick from February 1st. Ariana's tattoo, fixed in part, says barbecue grill finger heart. A troubling phrase in various ways, but something she values as art. Ah! The fact that I got through that?
You did so good!
Very impressive, my mom. Oh, wow. I did not...
You pulled it together at the end there.
That's professional. That's professional shiz, y'all.
Wait, it's
hashtag Pipples.
It's on the inside of her hand. You can't tattoo
that's
there.
That's her palm.
You can't tattoo the palm.
Well, she did.
It comes right off.
Yeah, it's not going to last. That's okay.
That's okay. It says barbecue grill finger heart. Probably for the best. Because I wanted to get the bottom of my feet tattooed and they wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
In college. Because I wanted to not be able to walk for a while, I guess. Snapchat wanted me to know that someone followed me on Snapchat. I'm just going to go ahead and delete Snapchat off my phone.
It's like, why do you even have Snapchat?
That sounds like something I don't need.
You haven't used Snapchat in ever.
Yeah.
Like years. Still there.
No, it just takes a while for it to disappear. So you got to be here for deleting that.
We deleted that off of Hank's phone.
Oh, sorry,
it's
Snapchat.
It's working, guys.
I moved on. We've got one app off my phone.
Just my goal. Just delete things.
Delete this. Delete Twitter.
That's the other thought I was having. I was like, when I say delete this, I mean...
In Twitter. Delete Twitter.
Twitter.
Oh, that's good.
Delete. I don't know what we'd podcast about then, though.
Well, I wouldn't delete it. That's the tension of the podcast.
Oh, there's a tension. I see. Yeah. I see. That's what makes it good. This is fine. Can I eat popcorn now?
Yes, you can eat popcorn.